Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:45 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things. Wichita City Council asked to consider a ban on plastic bags. Three people arrested after police shoot at a stolen car in northwest Wichita. Remembering 9/11 and the attack on America 18 years ago today. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic accident now. This is southbound on Central, and it's near Woodlawn, so watch out for a traffic slowdown. You might want to avoid that area for the time being. Again, that's a an on-injury traffic accident, but it's on Central, southbound near Woodlawn. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. We'll get it downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny, breezy, and warm today with a high of 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low, 73. Thursday, partly sunny with a 50% chance for rain. And tomorrow's high, 85. So 85 tomorrow, cooling off a bit. Now partly cloudy. South wind at 10 miles per hour and 72 degrees. Picture yourself in a hat and see what a hat can do for you. Whether it's for sun protection or the strong Kansas wind, Hatman Jacks has something for you at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jacks. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted. And we have the Steve and Ted poll question, Ted. It's there on our webpage, knssradio.com. The Kansas State Fair going through the 15th in Hutchinson. What is your favorite attraction at the Kansas State Fair? And we have five choices for you. The favorite attraction, pig races, at zero. How about that? According to our poll, amusement rides, zero.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How about stage acts, the concerts? 8%. The food, 38%, a little bit better. And the exhibits gets 54% of our poll.
Oh, my. Okay.
So, yeah, they come in number one. Comment from KNSS Facebook, the poll question, your favorite thing at the attraction. Donna says, arts and crafts, the butter sculpture. Favorite thing at the Kansas State Fair. Right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. If you'd like to participate in the poll, be our guest.
There's a lot of things to see at the fair.
There is. Under pressure from the federal government, General Motors is recalling more than 3.4 million big pickup trucks and SUVs in the U.S. to fix a brake problem. It covers the there's several of them. I'm not going to go through them for you. If you have a GM product, it's about to back to about 2014, you'll want to check it out, or you've probably been contacted already. GM says a pump and the power assist brakes can put out less vacuum power than needed, increasing stopping distance and the risk of a crash.
Yeah.
Recall comes after the National Highway Safety Administration began investigating in November of last year. No word on anybody's been killed or injured on this. Stocks ended the day pretty much flat Tuesday.
The Dow ending on session highs, up just 74 points, but making it a five-day winning streak for the blue chip index. That's the longest winning streak in 3 months. The S&P ending up flat after a down day, the NASDAQ closing down 3 points. Investors making a transition from hot and happening tech names and moving back into value stocks like retail and financials. Stocks like Macy's, Nordstrom, and Tapestry doing very well on the session, all up over 3%. Meanwhile, Apple investors seem to like what they heard from the company's product launch event, where it unveiled a host of new devices and low-priced subscription services. The stock closing up 1%. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
A Coast Guard officer says it could take weeks, if not months, to remove a cargo ship that overturned while heading to sea from a port on the Georgia coast. Marine salvage experts are working on a plan to remove the 656-foot-long Golden Ray from St. Simon's Sound near the port of Brunswick. It was carrying more than 4,000 vehicles. Coast Guard is trying to reopen the port to limited commercial traffic by Thursday. So it had apparently 4,000 cars and trucks on there. Maybe the load shifted somehow, and that's why it went over and capsized. What a that's a huge boat, Ted.
Massive.
Yeah, and then they had to go into the hold and cut a hole in there and get the four guys out who were still in the ship. Wow.
Now it's just sitting out there.
Yeah, sitting out there all capsized. All right, let's take a look at local business news now. A Wichita nonprofit went public for the first time Monday with plans to build a veterans housing community called Homefront in southwest Wichita. Passageways, which already offers temporary housing for up to 9 homeless male veterans at a house in West Wichita, has asked the city to rezone 56 acres south of I-235 near Seneca to create a residential and commercial community for homeless and near homeless veterans and their families trying to get back on their feet. A familiar face is sticking close to Wichita in a new role designed to boost the city's entrepreneurial appeal and help local companies partner with startups to drive future growth. The E2E Accelerator announces Mary Beth Jarvis has joined the organization and will serve as the executive director and new pilot accelerator. Jarvis announced in April that she was leaving her position as president and CEO of Wichita Festivals, Inc. after more than 6 years. And Ted, I thought initially she had said something about she may be going in another part of the country where her
That's what I recall.
Kids live or something like that. But she was probably going to leave. And now it looks like she's going to stick around a while.
Not the case, yeah.
Very capable woman, Mary Beth Jarvis. Investment bank Barclays now believes it is unlikely that the Boeing 737 MAX will return to service before the end of the year. According to a report from Bloomberg, analyst David Strauss said a return probably wouldn't happen until early 2020. We've been talking about possibly getting it back up and certified in the air by the holidays, but it looks like people are quite skeptical about that possibility. All right, 7:52, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and today is, of course, I know you're aware of this, Ted, National Make Your Bed Day. Sounds kind of personal, doesn't it? You want a better night's sleep? According to the National Sleep Foundation, making your bed can help improve your sleep by reducing the amount of tossing, turning, and restlessness, which in return can be good for your health. Anything about that?
This from what? The National
Sleep Foundation.
Sleep Foundation.
There is a National Sleep Foundation.
Man, where can I hook up with them?
Well, and there was also some news out.
National Sleep Foundation.
Well, I do have some news this morning about napping, and they're saying that a nap every day is good for your heart health.
Now that I believe in.
But if you nap every day, maybe it doesn't do you much good. Anyway, we also have some health news this morning. The mother of a famous doctor has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
This is House Call for Health. Even if you're a world-famous doctor celebrity, it doesn't mean you or your family are immune from a devastating health condition. Dr. Mehmet Oz has learned this truth.
My mom, who I love dearly, is 80 years old. We just diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Dr. Oz tells Fox and Friends he missed some early warning signs.
I've got a lot of guilt over the diagnosis because I'm a doc who talks about it a lot in the show.
Dr. Oz has also learned that he carries one of the genes for Alzheimer's, a disease that affects 6 million Americans. There's no cure, and treatments can only slow its progress for a while. Dr. Oz says the best hope is to watch for early warning signs and take steps to stay healthy, such as losing weight. The goal, he says, is to outlive Alzheimer's.
If you die with Alzheimer's when you're, you know, from a car accident when you're 97, who cares? That's how we're going to win the battle, by delaying its onset long enough that most of us can live long, fulfilled lives.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
So even a famous doctor can just miss the warning signs, I guess. Yeah. He doesn't feel too good about it. All right. It's 7:54 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS. Remembering 9/11 18 years later. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at some off-the-field moves for the Kansas City Chiefs at the wide receiver position. We'll talk about that.
Plus entertainment news. You've got the blur.
Yeah, some new products from Apple coming out. We'll detail that and hit those facets. Coming up in entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
And, of course, traffic and weather coming up. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.